There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Desert Diamonds Ireland. Conflict-free, affordable diamonds. You can get the look without the price tag. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli.
And I'm Lottie Ryan.
And this is our podcast on parenting.
Well, our type of parenting.
Yeah, well, you know, we're doing our best, Lottie.
We really are.
Today, I want to hear about your week, because I know, as a parent, you always have a very eventful week. But also, this is a bit different, because I need to stage an intervention. And I hope we're going to be friends afterwards. And also, we're going to get in touch with our podcast pals and see what they have to say.
Welcome to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
Please note, Jen and Lottie do not claim to be experts.
Excuse me? I have a beautiful boy. I am an expert.
Well, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we're all just winging it. Should we get to it?
Let's do it.
How was your week?
My week was interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I think Wolf is doing this thing called night terrors, and it is terrifying. It really is. I never knew that this was a thing until it happened to me and I freaked out and I had to learn it's a thing. Basically, he started waking up in the middle of the night and he'd be asleep. So his eyes are still shut, but he is screaming, and he is not a baby who screams.
And he's not there with the talking, but I kind of have an idea what he's saying when he's screaming. He's like, I'm 18 months and I'm still on my mother's bed. Get me out of here.
That's not what he's saying.
It is.
He's saying, I love you, mummy, and I love when I cuddle you in the bed.
So he's having night terrors. When did this start?
So it started a couple of weeks ago, and like, I would take him out of the bed. I'll walk around the sitting room with him. And if I'm being honest with you, it's actually very distressing. I have cried a couple of times.
Aww.
Because I don't know how to help him. I'm like, I can't wait. He won't wake up. Like, he's screaming and there's tears coming down his face, but he won't wake up. He's still asleep. Then he's a bigger boy than he was a few months ago. So then you have to give him to Fabio, and Fabio will try and walk around with him for a while. Eventually, after about 20 to 30 minutes, he will just quieten down and get on with his sleep, leaving myself and poor Fabio traumatized, and he wakes up the next morning none the wiser.
It's terrifying. Night terrors are a really scary thing for the parent to go through. Now, my children never had night terrors.
Oh, you're lucky.
I do have a sleepwalker.
Oh, which one?
Florence.
Oh.
But my sister had a young fella who used to have night terrors. So he got so bad. So it happened between the ages of, I would say, 3 and 10. And he used to walk into her bedroom in the middle of the night in the darkness with his eyes wide open and scream. It was like, ah, it was like something from The Exorcist.
That's
right?
A horror movie.
And it was going on for years and years and years. And she didn't know what to do. It got so bad. After doctors telling her he's just going to have to grow out of it, she really thought something was wrong. Now, she's not really that holy or Catholic. Like, she is Catholic, but you know, she's not really. She's like, always like,
she's an a la carte Catholic.
Tick, Catholic. She called a priest.
What?
She called the local priest.
And said what?
She said, I think my child's possessed or something. I don't know what's going on. She actually called to get advice. She was at her wit's end. She didn't know what to do. Doctors couldn't help her. Nobody in the health industry thing, what's it called?
System. Healthcare system, Chen.
They didn't know what to tell her or what to do. It's one of those things, right? So the priest came.
Before the priest came. Yeah, but did she genuinely think her child...
Yes, she thought there was something seriously
possessing her child.
Seriously going on there, because it was so distressing. It was so weird. It was happening at a certain time, and she was frightened, and she wanted it to, and she was at a loose end. She didn't know what to do.
And there's no chance the kid is just having a laugh.
Definitely not.
Okay.
The priest came, I think, put his hand in his head, said a little prayer, whatever. Off he popped. It still continued. I mean, he grew out of it. He's 21 now. He's grand. So
oh my God.
I do genuinely think it's just something that they grow out of, like sleepwalking. I hope Florence is going to grow out of sleepwalking.
Talk to me about the sleepwalking. When did it start?
Oh, it started a couple of years ago, and myself and Leo would be watching. I remember it was actually around Halloween, and we were watching a scary movie, and I heard something dart across the landing, and I did what most people do. I was like, "You go up." He wouldn't. So I went, because he knew it was one of the kids. So I went up and I saw something dart in the darkness, whoosh, again, into my bedroom. And I went in and she was in my room behind a curtain, fully, like, eyes open, but asleep. It's not funny, Lottie.
No, I'm sorry. It's just because I know Florence and I just can imagine the situation.
Yeah. She was fully asleep.
But can I just ask, sorry to interrupt you, but if her eyes are open, how did you determine she was asleep?
I know by her. I know by the way she's acting, by the way she's moving.
Okay.
So I just put her back into bed and lay her down. I've learned that. You don't wake them up. You don't go, "What are you doing?" You have to be very,
like
very
in Step Brothers.
Careful. But I actually had to get a lock for the front door because I'm afraid that when she's sleepwalking, like a big, like a padlocky thing, because I don't want her to walk out into the road.
Because that's possible. My cousin sleepwalks and...
Did you say cousin?
Cousin.
Did you say cousin?
Cousin.
Cousin.
I heard cousin.
Oh my God. This is a beautiful moment. Take my hand. Because you are a Southsider living on the North Side. And I've...
No, I'm
proud
not!
Of you.
Stop!
You say
cousin.
Fort instead of fart. And this is a big
I don't
moment.
Say fort, Jen.
If you say fort, like a fort that you build in the forest.
You're a fake Northsider who lives on the South Side.
I'm a total Northsider that
no,
lives
it's
on
a
the
lie.
South Side.
It's a lie. You use this, "Oh, I grew up in Beldoyle."
I did.
Yeah, but then you can't keep owning it when you live in Ranelagh.
Excuse me? I wear Nike Air Max.
You wear vintage that were bought on some auction site. Nike Air Max.
Still wear them. But if you said cousin, I'm very proud of you. Continue.
So, basically my cousin was sleepwalking quite a bit.
How old are we talking?
Like about 9, 10. And she was sleepwalking to the point, and she was quite a slight child. Her parents got the locks on the door. And you know those ones that are the little chain locks?
Yeah.
So you slide them in and then the chain will loop down. They got one of those. Just like you said, they were...
Safety.
Paranoid. Yeah, they just didn't want her to be wandering outside while she was sleepwalking. And I'll never forget it. I was staying the night in their house and pandemonium broke out. And I came running down the stairs and I remember being like, "Oh my God, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?" She had woken up, gone down the stairs.
The 9-year-old.
Ripped the lock off the door. So she developed some kind of superhuman strength in her sleep. I don't know how this is possible. And they found her. They lived in an estate. They found her out on the main road.
Where is this girl now?
Happily married with children, very successful and normal functioning human being.
See, they grow out of it.
See?
There's things but like, what is a medical term? Why does it happen?
I have no idea. Well, when I brought Wolf to the doctor over the night terrors, because I was terrified myself and I wanted to know what the hell was going on.
I don't want him to be like my cousin.
Yes, I don't want him to be like my cousin. So the doctor said to me, "Oh, it's actually very common in babies because they go through these leaps where their brain just...
Growth spurts.
Growth, and they're discovering so many new things and there's so much going on in their brain and they're taking it all in. Sometimes these growth spurts run into one another and it's almost like the brain can't figure out how to turn off when they go asleep."
Absolute bollocks. What
is
a wishy-washy, makey-uppy, I don't know what's going on, excuse to give to a parent.
Why? It makes sense.
It's like, what? No.
His brain can't turn off.
Did he have cheese before he went to bed?
No, he didn't have cheese.
I think it might be cheese thing.
He had a smelly cheese. He didn't have cheese.
He didn't have cheese, so it's not okay. It's not cheese. Does he have any allergies or anything?
Well, actually... He does have an allergy, but we've only discovered it now. He's allergic to washing detergent.
But so are you.
No. So I thought I was allergic to kiwis and washing detergent.
Because your mother told you?
Because my mother told me and I believed my mother.
Yeah, who wouldn't believe more? Like,
exactly. She only speaks the truth. Fabio thought he was allergic to fish.
Yeah.
Which is very inconvenient. He owns a chipper.
Yeah, and didn't he buy those big gloves that look like he's in a porno? Like the big black gloves for like hundreds of euros.
These ones that go all the way up your arm. So it's like you're birthing a calf from a cow. You know those ones the farmers have to wear? They go all the way up the vagina.
So he had them because he's so allergic.
Because he's so allergic, would wear the face mask if he was gutting the fish in the shop. And he loves fish.
Like
Yeah, it's not good. Fish gone, out of the diet, couldn't happen. Anyway.
So y'all popped along for an allergy test.
We went to get allergy tested. And first of all, she turns around to Fabio and says, love, you're not allergic to fish. Excuse me?
Where's the gloves?
Gone.
I want those gloves. I will definitely use those gloves.
They're in the bedside locker.
He's not allergic.
He has a severe wheat intolerance, apparently.
Oh my God, he's Italian. This is a nightmare.
I know. So basically, this poor woman, I don't think she realised she was ripping his heart out in front of him. Yes, Mr. Italian man, no more pasta, beer or pizza for you.
Poor Fabio.
He nearly started crying.
And he has to live with you. I'm so devastated for him. So that is not an intolerance. He's allergic to wheat.
He's allergic. So there's a difference. An intolerance is something where I think you can, now I am secondhand quoting the allergy specialist, and is where you can look at something and go, I know I'm not going to feel great after I have that, but I'm going to suffer the consequences anyway.
Okay.
And the other is your body has a full body reaction to it, you know, and you can break
you
out.
You bloat.
You break out in hives. It's a severe reaction.
Lottie.
What?
Charlotte. Does anybody call you Charlotte?
When I was in trouble.
Charlotte.
When I was a kid.
Have you been living and married to a man with hives all these years and didn't notice that there was something severely wrong with him?
I thought he was allergic to fish.
So
there's no more hives, and then he just shrunk into a miniature version of himself.
I saw him recently. He looks amazing.
You know, so he was obviously just constantly reacting to the wheat.
Oh no, and you're there. Pasta tonight. Yeah. Stay away from that fish.
Like, you know the way I can't cook anything but pasta and toast. Here you go.
I'm killing you slowly.
I'm killing you slowly, yeah. Anyway, so then the lady turns to me while Fabio's sobbing in the corner and she goes, love, you're not allergic to kiwis or detergent. You have a severe sinus problem. You need to go to an actual doctor and see somebody.
Oh no.
So I was overjoyed.
Yes.
I thought, oh my God, Fabio, on the way home, why don't we take a little stop at the supermarket and buy some coconut smelling detergent.
Lovely. And I'll get the fish glove. We'll stop by the chipper in Ballyfermot and I'll grab those lovely, long, sexy fish gloves.
Yeah. Mm. And that's what we did. And it was a great 2 weeks until I woke up one morning and Wolf was covered in a rash from head to toe. And I said, quickly! Immediately I decided it's meningitis because I just jumped to all the conclusions, the worst possible conclusions.
Now, did you have to change the hospital you went to? Because you know the way you're always going to the hospital with Wolf and they're going to be calling child services pretty soon. Which hospital?
I went this time to the VHI Swiftcare Clinic.
Good on you. Good thinking.
And went in, they said, that's an allergic reaction, first of all, so calm down. I was like, oh, thank God.
Okay.
I had to do this. Oh, then... Have you ever had to do a wee test with a toddler?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You have to pee into a jar or you have to collect it.
No. So they go, okay, we're going to need a urine sample. And I said, yeah, okay. How do you propose we get a urine sample from a 21 month old baby? And she said, well, we're going to attach a plastic bag to his willy and wait for him to pee.
Clever.
So I said, right. So he's too young to know how to wee into the jar, but he's definitely old enough to know he doesn't want a plastic bag stuck on his dick.
Mm.
So
he's going to be the type of lad that doesn't wear condoms. That's screaming at me.
Don't say that. Don't you dare put that on me.
You want to sort that out. That'll be your fault.
Anyway, after a lot of water, he did his wee or whatever. We just, and then she comes in and she says, he's very allergic to the detergent. And I just thought, I've no hope.
Forget it.
My coconut detergent. I was like, I've just been told I can use detergent again. And
that is awful.
Or fabric softener, whatever it was.
Speaking of pissing into a jar.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to shit into a jar?
No, why would you have to shit into a jar?
I was on holiday, as you know, quite recently, and I got a bug. I was really ill. I've told everyone this.
I know you have.
I was really sick on holiday. Feel sorry for me. And I couldn't eat or drink. Imagine being on holiday with your family and not being able to have a glass of wine.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm traumatised. Anyway, I got home. I was still sick. I still had diarrhea. It was ongoing.
Oh, Jen.
Right?
That's disgusting.
I called the VHI. It's not an ad, but if you want to sponsor the show, give us a call. Leave the details down here. So I rang and I was like, you know, this is still happening. It's not good. What do I do? He said,
it's not good. You have, did you say I have explosive diarrhea?
Explosive diarrhea for 8 days.
Nothing left of me. I've had all the diarrhea.
I can't eat another banana. He said, well, do you know what? It sounds like you had a gastroinfection. You can let it run its course. You can come in. We can get to the bottom of this because my niece had me freaked that I had a parasite in my intestine because she had one when she went to India or something. So I was convinced I have a parasite in my intestine. I said, I need to find out. He goes, all you got to do is come in. Mm-hmm. Shit. He didn't say shit. He said something else. Poop, maybe.
Collect your feces.
That's what he said. Shit into a jar and we can find out, we can get to the bottom of this. I said, not a fucking hope in hell. Am I shitting into a jar on my 43rd birthday? It's my birthday today. I'm not shitting into a test tube.
Is it okay, it's gone from a jar to a test tube. The aiming is much different.
I don't know how else. How else?
Did you do it?
No, I didn't. I said, give me the Imodium, I'll be on my way. And I'm grand now. So sometimes you got to let things run its course. Like night terrors.
Are you regular?
Diarrhea.
Are you regular?
I'm grand now.
Okay.
Grand now, but I couldn't do it. It's my birthday. I was like, no, I'd rather not know.
I just have a visual of the way you are down at festivals outside the Portaloos, hunkered down to take a shit.
I'm not great. I need to be in a certain situation. I need to have like whale music in the background. I need complete. I need my phone.
You need an adult nappy.
I need like an hour at least. I need an hour? Yeah, I'd be in there. I would have been in this clinic for days trying to get that out. God, Jen, so I wasn't going to risk it. Anyway, Wolf is okay?
Wolf is okay now. The detergent is gone and we have a detergent-free life again.
Okay.
The glove's not gone.
The gloves are not gone?
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
How is Fabio now that he can, you know, eat fish again?
Well, he's delighted he can eat fish, Jen, but he's not so happy that he's feels like he's lost his Italianisms.
Mm.
You know?
Interesting.
But, you know, he'll get over it. I just can't. I have to hide if I have a pizza or hide if I have a bit of pasta.
Okay, now, I hope we're still going to be friends after this.
I don't know. Why?
Well, I feel like it's my job, because your sisters don't care, that I should stage a kind of intervention.
On what? Why?
Wolf, how do I say this when I sound like an arsehole? And I feel
just
quite
spit
judgy.
It out because
he
now
shouldn't
you're
be in the bed.
Stop.
I thought, look, she's grand. It's not going to last long. It's going to be fine. A little co-sleeping grand. But you sold the cot.
I sold the cot.
You will never get rid of him from the bed.
No, stop. He is not going to be in his 20s coming home from coppers getting in beside me in the bed. He'll be in bed with somebody else. It's not going to happen.
Not wearing a condom.
I will have that talk from a young age.
But I'm not saying for him, because obviously co-sleeping, there's been studies, pros and cons, whatever floats your boat, whatever you're into, that's grand. However, if you're going to do that, Lottie, you are not allowed to complain about being tired. Because I don't want to fucking hear it. Because you have your almost two-year-old, in the bed with you and your husband.
Yeah, but what? No. We play musical beds.
So Fabio's not even there?
So sometimes Fabio goes off on holidays. And that's called code for you can have the full night's sleep in the other room.
So the lad with the hives for years, you banish him to the spare room.
Sometimes he might have to go in there, or sometimes I get to go on holidays.
Nice.
And I'll go on holidays to the other room. Sometimes it's the three in the bed. So, you know, every day is different.
Now, can I be honest with you? And I want you to be honest. I have a feeling that you got rid of the cot to make room for all your tan and makeup. Is that true?
It's very possible.
Okay.
But you know what? The baby stuff takes up a lot of room and the cot wasn't getting used. And I just thought to myself, do you know what? That cot has been there, taken up a load of space in my little two-bed apartment. And if he hasn't gotten into the cot yet, he's not going to get in.
You're not putting him in.
He wants to cuddle me, Jen.
Yes, he does. Okay, but then just accept the fact that he's going to wake you up and you're always going to be tired and stop fucking moaning about it because I don't want to hear it.
Sorry, you get woken up by Enzo all the time in the middle of the night.
He comes into the bed, that's different.
No, it's not.
It is.
So just because you put your child in bed at the start of the night, you still wake up with your kid.
Sometimes he doesn't get out of bed.
And Lau tells me, Sometimes he goes on the Solly Bops.
He does, he does. Well, he snores. That's a whole other thing as well.
So does Fabio.
Oh my God. Like, it's awful. Never thought I would have murderous feelings. But I actually want to kill him. Like, there's been nights where he's woken up and he said he just sees me like this.
No, you have to do a swift kick. That's what I do. Just
no, I just want to. I just want to strangle him.
See, the problem with the snoring is they go into such a deep sleep when they're snoring. Like, Wolf could be crying and Fabio will claim, "I didn't hear. I didn't hear anything." Jesus.
But you hear him because he's right next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's not coming out of the bed.
He's not coming out of
okay,
the bed.
Okay, grand. That's fine. You do you, babe. I don't want to hear about you being tired.
I don't think that's fair.
No, you're not. That is so fair.
It's really unsupportive.
Like, exactly.
There's so many positives to co-sleeping. Why don't you, next time Enzo comes into your bedroom, you say, no, 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 my dear, turn around and go back where you came from.
I'm not going to do that to my son. My son is the apple of my eye. He's the golden child. He's amazing.
What is it with mothers and their sons?
Oh, that's...
Like, I'm going to Wolf's Debs. That's it.
You probably have the dress picked out.
I'm ready to rock. And no girl will ever be good enough, or guy or whatever.
He can do no wrong.
No, they can't, because see, I knew I'd get you.
Okay, well, I don't moan about being tired.
Yes, you do.
How do you, how, sex, where is it happening? Where are you doing it?
It's happening like, okay, so I think you have to be inventive. And I think you have to leave the days of, oh, nighttime in the bed is not always the way it's going to be. Mm. Sometimes, and by sometimes, I mean 90% of the time, it's whenever your child has a nap or is asleep and you just do what you got to do and you take those
5 minutes.
5 minutes. And six. You make use with what
you're lucky. Do you remember the first time you had sex after the baby?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's frightening.
It is scary.
I don't want to be talking about poo.
Oh my God, don't say you thought you were going to poo when you were having sex.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't poo while I had the baby, like most, because I had a section. Yay!
Are we allowed to have 5 sections?
Not really, because your stomach is in bits. However, there's two scary things after, you know, you have a baby. Your first poo and having sex.
The first poo is awful.
It's frightening.
It's terrifying.
And not great if you have IBS.
Do you have IBS?
I think that's what's going on.
Oh.
But the sex thing, and like, it's just, it's like a task. It's like a mission, isn't it? You just set yourself, you go, you have to build yourself up to
it. And you just, I think you think, okay, you gotta do this. You just gotta get it over with and everything will be normal again and everything will feel the way it used to feel.
It's so unfair.
It is unfair.
Because you feel incredibly unsexy. Well, I did straight after. And you just feel, and you're so exhausted. And also, I felt, and I think a lot of women go through this, is a lot of women get touched out. There's so much contact with a baby. Sometimes you feel all touched out in the evening. You just, when the baby's down or whatever, you just want to have nobody touch you.
It's so true, though. I actually, maybe more than the first year, I wore a sling thing.
Yeah.
Because I found it easier to get bits done around the apartment. I could, you know, put the wash on. I could do bits and bobs.
They're handy.
They're so handy. But, and, you know, obviously the child is then so close to you and on your heart and they sleep well. And it's, you know, it's nice for everyone involved.
Everybody's burning their sling right now. Because they know that Wolf is still in the bed with you and he's nearly two.
I'm
by
not
the way.
Saying that the sling leads to co-sleeping. Co-sleeping's wonderful.
No, I do.
But by the end of the day, you definitely feel...
touched out.
Yeah. Mm. It's a real thing. It's, I mean, I didn't understand that before.
Yeah.
Because nobody spoke about it to me, but it's a very real thing.
And it's a normal thing. So much so that when I went back to work and somebody went to shake my hand, I'd go, ugh.
Yeah, and like I'm a hugger.
You're a hugger and you didn't want to hug anybody.
No, yeah. I really
didn't.
That's
completely normal.
Yeah, people take offence though, I think.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be offended by what I'm going to say next. When do you think Wolf is going to...
I'm just
obsessed with the co-sleeping thing because you're always complaining about being tired. When is Wolf going? When
he's ready.
Okay.
Like I feel...
That's fine.
I feel with a lot of my parenting style, I'm kind of led by him. Like I just...
No shit.
I feel like he tells me when he's ready for things. I mean, I don't force...
Should I be doing this podcast with Wolf? Sorry, should it not be Jen and Wolf do parenting? He's a parent in the scenario.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like I don't want to force him into doing things that I don't feel he's ready for. I don't feel he's ready to be in a room by himself yet.
Uh-huh.
Because...
I'm biting my tongue here. Uh-huh.
Listen, I understand completely. There is an entire industry that is a multi...
They sell cots.
...million euro industry that sell books and,
cots,
you know, everything.
And yeah.
My best friend read a book and swears by the advice she got from the book. And she is, I mean, down to the minute with her napping system and sleep system, swears by it.
Does she get great kip?
Not... This is the thing. Like, she could, the kids could be crying or upset going down, and you spend ages with them, and then, you know, you're up and down out of the bed in the middle of the night going into
sleep. I will support
them.
You. Whatever you want, as long as you're happy and as long as
he's happy. I don't want him to
be
scared of sleeping. I don't want him to think of bedtime as a scary thing. I want him to feel confident.
And you want him to be able to rely on you to get to sleep
for the rest
until
of his life.
Okay, that. Fine, I'm glad you said it and not me.
I'm just doing what works for me.
Good on you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is it time to hear
it's
from our
time.
Podcast pals?
I love hearing from our podcast pals because I like hearing what's going on in other people's lives, where they're at and what their problems are. So this one says, oh my good God, the things they don't tell you as a parent. My child had been complaining about an itchy bum for a couple of days now. I really didn't think anything of it until I had the pleasure of wiping her arse. I noticed, oh my God, sorry, just give me a sec. I noticed something wriggling in her poop. Needless to say, I was shook, and the biggest obstacle for me was trying not to show my disgust in front of my three-year-old. After a mad dash to the pharmacy with child, it became apparent she had worms. Easily treated, but my God, no one or nothing prepares you for that. Anonymous from a shook parent in Dublin. Anything else that I should mentally prepare myself for? What in God's name is... Did the child eat a worm and it came out in their poop or what's going on there? Oh, I don't know. I'm not at that stage of parenting.
I'll take this one, lads. It's called threadworm. And there are little worms that are like little bits of white thread that wriggle in your kid's poo. And it's frightening. I've looked it up. It's disgusting. But there's no fear. Like the fear from an urgent email from creche or from school saying, just to let you guys know that we've had a case of threadworm in your child's room, please be sure to check your child's arsehole. They don't say that, but something like that, you know, something like that.
Is it contagious?
Oh my God, it spreads like wildfire.
So wait, hang on a second. Could you catch the worm from your child?
Yeah. You don't know parenting until you have shone the light of your iPhone up your four-year-old's ass.
I can't tell if you're taking the piss or not. Is this real?
I'm not. I had to do it. You check the poo. If you're still unsure, you have to get your little phone and go, bling, put on the light and go, let me have a look up that bum now. Oh, okay. All clear.
How did they get there?
So, this is what happens. Threadworm, right? Kids.
It's actually making me itchy.
So you need to keep your kids' nails really short because kids who have threadworm, they scratch the bum because the threadworm crawl, get into their mouth, go down through their body, down through their intestine, come out of the anus and lay eggs in the middle of the night. They scratch the worms, gets
don't
under their nails.
Don't do that with your hands.
They scratch away at their bums, gets under their nails. They go into creche the next day. They don't wash their hands properly. They're touching other kids ingest what's under their nails. The cycle happens again.
Oh my God.
Apparently it's really easy to treat. You have Vermox or Vertox or Vermin something.
Never heard
right?
of it.
But it was so rampant on the south side of County Dublin at one point. There wasn't Vermox on the shelf anywhere. And I was just giving it to my kids as a preventative because it freaked me out so much. And it is absolutely terrifying. But then, Lottie, do you remember the pink drink?
Oh my, the pink drink. I do remember a pink drink.
Maura was deworming you.
She wasn't.
That's what the pink drink was. And then I was having these flashbacks going, oh my God. Remember the pink powdery drink your mom or your dad or whoever might have mixed in water, gave it to you. It was disgusting. And you'd be sitting on the loo with the worm, with the runs, I was going to say. With the runs again. We're talking about shit again.
Why?
We're talking about shit again.
It's a very poo-driven episode.
But do you know what I mean? So to get rid of the worms or to prevent the worms, they would deworm you every couple of months.
Did you tell your children that you were checking them for worms?
Yes. And I had them freaked.
Oh, God. That's
now
terrible.
Now they wash their hands until their fingers bleed.
Oh, stop, Jen. Stop.
Sometimes I just dip them in boiling water. I don't do that.
Are you terrified of catching the worms?
I'm terrified of everything.
I'm terrified of the nits.
Listen, you would not cope well because you have stenos. You would have to shave your head.
Not happening.
Because if they get in there and they are rampant.
Stop. It makes me itchy.
They are rampant.
It makes me itchy talking
about
it.
Florence has never had them. The little one has had them, right? And he's a boy, and I said to him, I was like, I found one, right?
Oh!
Oh, listen, I burned the house down after that. Like, I live in my car since then. So when I was like, Enzo, you've a creepy crawly in your head. He goes, I know. I was like, why didn't you tell me? He was like, it's a secret. He didn't care. He didn't care.
He found them himself. Oh, he's making mates
he could
with
feel them.
Them.
He didn't care. Boy,
it's a secret.
Didn't care. I was like, oh, you're so cute. Get in the bath.
It's a secret. You're so cute. Get into my bed. Co-sleep.
So, yeah, and never again. But then I'm so anal. And then you have to do all the sheets and be careful. And it's just
I'm so itchy.
Lottie, nobody tells you. It's all, lovely cuddles and snuggles and babies and first
skipping through the fields.
Threadworm. Head lice.
What's our, are they, is that our lovely advice for our podcast pal?
The advice is to deworm your kids as often as you possibly can.
Right.
Cut their nails so short that they have no nails. Wash, it goes back to hand washing. It really, really does. But I think the biggest thing, if your kid has something like that, it's really hard not to panic. Don't show them your fear.
Okay.
Because you will freak them out and they'll be in therapy for a long time.
Okay. Thanks, Jen.
Maybe don't even tell them you're deworming them. Like
no,
our
I don't
parents.
Think. I definitely wasn't told.
Just give them the Vermox, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I definitely was not told. I think I was told I was getting a special drink, like for good girls.
Did you ever have nits as a kid?
If I did, I wasn't told.
Wow.
Because I'd say they knew that I would have a complete heart attack.
No, you would have known if you had it. No, you probably didn't. Well, you're so antisocial, you wouldn't close enough to people.
Yeah.
To get head lice. I was probably riddled with them. I was like, hi!
Who are you?
So you're grand. You never got threadworm. You never got head lice because you don't like people.
No, I don't like people.
You're just allergic to people. Amazing.
Yeah, I like you.
If I get head lice from you, I will absolutely...
If I get threadworm from you...
Oh, God.
That's what real friends do. They share threadworm.
That's what they do. That has been this week's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can always drop us an email. We love to hear from you. mail@jenandlottie.com.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Desert Diamonds Ireland. Conflict-free, affordable diamonds. You can get the look without the price tag.
Thanks for listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review. It really helps the show if you do.
We'll have new shows in your podcast feed every Wednesday.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.